Hello and welcome to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Overby, Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing. And as we record this here on February 8th, I want to wish everyone a happy Super Bowl week. A big part of every Super Bowl, of course, has been the commercials, and the auto industry has traditionally been a big part of that. And here to talk about that and more is Lauren Donaldson, who is the Chief Operating Officer at Pure Cars. Lauren, great to see you again, and thanks for being back on the show.
Likewise, Joe. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. We'll start kind of high level this year. I mean, what can we expect out of automotive advertising in the Super Bowl this year? What are some of the plans that you've seen from some of the different automakers?
Sure. So I'll do a brief history lesson, because this is actually the third year in a row that we've done this pod. Mm-hmm. So it's really fascinating to think about that arc, if you will. When we think back to 2021, I think a lot of the messaging from automotive brands was centered around unity and kind of bringing the country back together. When you think about where we were in 2021, that fit the bill. Last year, we saw a ton of electric vehicle and kind of brands coming back into the fold after being a little bit more muted in 2021. This year, what's kind of interesting is we've only seen commitments from a few brands. So last year, I believe there were half a dozen brands that participated in Super Bowl ads. Of course, it's a massive commitment, right? The price tag from Fox this year, $7 million for 30 seconds. Now you get over 110 million viewers, which there's very few, if any, other places where you can buy a captive audience like that, right? A lot of people watch a Super Bowl for the commercials. But this year, we've only seen commitments actually from three brands. I'm going to be really interested to see what comes from Kia, but we have commitments from General Motors and Stellantis. And that's really it. You can throw WeatherTech in there. You could throw Uber One in there. They've got commitments for Super Bowl ads as well. But I think what you're going to see this year is most likely a little bit of comeback to trying to sell product, right? The last couple of years, it's been really focused again on, you know, messages of unity. I think Stellantis is the best kind of arc for me to look at this through the larger lens of, where in 2021, you may or may not remember their ad. It was a 2-minute long spot with Bruce Springsteen. It was called The Middle. And he did a 2-minute long speech and set to get the whole country to come back to the middle. Yeah. Last year, Stellantis, they sat out. This year, they've got two 60-second spots, one for Jeep and one for Ram. And so that's I think the quintessential arc of kind of the last 3 years. But I'll be interested to see what comes. Again, we don't have a ton from Kia, but I know that the GM and Stellantis spots are going to be EV focused. And that's not surprising to me in the slightest.
Well, I watched the video this morning. GM, I guess, released a preview of the ad spot that they're doing with. So it's got Will Ferrell in it, and they've teamed up. And you already know this. I'm telling our audience, but they've teamed up with Netflix to kind of incorporate more GM EVs in Netflix programming. So there's so much to unpack there from the sense of, yeah, they're advertising EVs, but they're also partnering with, you know, the number one streaming platform, and it almost like it's like they're not going away from network advertising, but seems to me like a big step in the advertising landscape to partner with the biggest automaker partnering with the biggest streaming platform.
100%. I think that's fascinating, right? That's obviously a strategic partnership that's unexpected, unprecedented, maybe in the space. And again, you're 1,000% right. So they're going to have placement advertising. What you can see is I think there's also a commitment from Netflix to feature more GM vehicles in their shows moving forward. So there's a tit for tat. There's something in it for both companies here for sure. One of the things that I think, and we'll see this with the Jeep ads as well and the Ram ads, is there's efficiencies of scale that the brands are going for, right? So this covers, as you mentioned, the whole fleet of General Motors vehicles, not just limited to Chevy or Buick or GMC, but I also spotted the Hummer EV in that same spot or the teaser. So they're trying to get as much coverage as they can with that hefty $7 million price tag, and even reaching so far as to, you know, execute a strategic partnership with a company like Netflix to help out with the price tag. And again, get more coverage, expand the reach. We talked a lot about connected TV and OTT streaming last year on this pod. And it definitely, there's some carrots dangled with this partnership here that would lend me or lead me to believe rather that you're going to see more GM product in Netflix shows, but also as Netflix inevitably comes out with the paid service, you're going to see some connected TV ads coming out of GM on Netflix as well.
So you mentioned some of the a couple of the kind of non-automaker automated advertising with Uber and WeatherTech. Do you anticipate any others? I mean, I know Vroom did a no, or I'm sorry, was it Carvana did an ad a couple of years ago, and Vroom advertised during the NFL playoffs. Do you anticipate any other kind of non-automakers that kind of have that budget to advertise?
We'll see. I think it's probably going to be WeatherTech and Uber. I have not seen the spot from Uber One. I do believe that the teaser's out there. The WeatherTech ad is all playing up on, made here in the USA and trust our products because we're employing your neighbor to build them. And I think that's a great message. Outside of those two, I don't think so. We'll see what happens here in the next few days. Who knows with the last remnants of inventory, but I don't think so. I think it's just going to be sticking with WeatherTech and Uber One.
With the three automakers that we know are advertising in the Super Bowl, how can dealers kind of parlay that ad bump? Hundreds of millions of people will see these ads. How can dealers take advantage of that?
Sure. Yeah. And I'll keep harping on the fact that it costs these manufacturers at least 7 million, maybe 14 million if they're executing a 60. Shoot. Stellantis with 2 minutes, we're talking about $28 million here, unless they got a discount out of Fox for buying in bulk. The only way that that makes sense, Joe, is if there's a bump that extends far beyond the Super Bowl itself. And that's kind of the phenomenon with the Super Bowl ads in general, right? There's this virality that's inferred. Where else do we have teasers about commercials in advance of the event? Right, it's the Super Bowl or bust, and there's a lot of hype around these ads. These ads tend to win awards whenever we get to award season for commercial spots and things of that nature as well. But to answer your question directly, without question, to all the tier three dealers out there, if you are one of the brands that's participating in the Super Bowl spot, absolutely be parlaying that messaging into all of your advertising, both digital and traditional, right? So if we know that we're going to be talking about the 4xEs for Jeep, I think it's EVs for everyone, and give EVs the stage they deserve are the taglines from General Motors. It's a really simple flip of the switch for your digital advertising partner to integrate that ad copy into all of your ads. Make sure that you're incorporating that because there's likely, by the way, to be search volume that follows the Super Bowl with those same taglines in them. So there's going to be a captive audience in the 24, 48 hours post Super Bowl, but in the weeks post Super Bowl as well, where you can capture folks who were stimulated initially by that Super Bowl ad, absolutely grab the audience that's captive. To those of you who compete with those brands, not a bad idea to think about weaving some of that in there as well if you're looking to crossover conquest. But without question, make sure that you've viewed the spots. Again, if you're a dealer out there that's in one of those brands, and incorporate that same messaging into your advertising for your point. Without question, like that's the reason that the brand's investing big dollars into the Super Bowl spots.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, the Super Bowl has always been such a traditionally broadcast centric advertising medium. It's always on, one of the big four. But as we mentioned earlier, the partnership between GM and Netflix that potentially could have some streaming and connected TV legs to it. So I'm going to be watching the game, obviously on Fox, but it's going to be through Hulu. I imagine a lot of people who have ditched cable are doing the same thing. So how might people who advertise over connected TV take advantage of that?
I love where your head's at, Joe, because I took a look at this, a sneak peek this morning. Last year's viewership for the Super Bowl itself, there were about 110 million viewers on what we would call traditional broadcast and 11 million that streamed. I'm going to be very curious to see how that number increases on the streaming side because inevitably it will, right? There's more people that are, I don't want to call it defecting, but moving to streaming services in lieu of like what we know as traditional cable or traditional TV. You probably saw the news that YouTube TV also inked a deal for next season. I believe it's for Sunday Night Football. It might be Monday Night Football, but so these streaming services, they know that you have a captive audience, that folks are watching live sports. You know, Hulu has live sports. That was their campaign for 12 to 24 months, and it was effective. If OTT, so here's how to, I don't know, translate this into something that's applicable for the dealer. If OTT is not part of your media landscape today, it absolutely must be, right? And the reasons are pretty simple. There's better targeting, right? So in a digital and streaming media landscape, we have better ability to target folks who are in market. So we eliminate ad waste as opposed to traditional TV. It's cheaper. So not only are you able to target better, but it's simply put, the cost per thousands are traditionally much cheaper and much more affordable than to your traditional audience. And thing three, you can actually measure it a lot better too, right? So it's a triple threat. It's the win-win-win scenario. And oh, hey, I'll just throw another one in here, kind of finishing where we started. It's hot right now. The audience is increasing and increasing on streaming TV, whereas it's decreasing and decreasing on traditional. So again, like companies like Pure Cars, without question, if you haven't spoken to your ad agency about being invested in connected TV, it's a must. It's no longer, you know, something to dabble or put your toe in the shallow end with. It's something that absolutely must be part of your ad buy on a regular basis. Just the economies of scale and the superior targeting methodology, it's something that needs to be part of your media mix today.
As a side note to that, whenever I watch some of the shows from network TV that I go back and watch on demand, I always try to play like a guessing game of which ad was on broadcast and which ad was a targeted one that came to me. And to that point, I mean, you can kind of, I think you mentioned it when you were talking about the benefits of connected TVs, you can target those a little bit more. I mean, I get ads, a year ago, or no, 2 years ago now, I bought a truck. And immediately after I bought that truck, I was getting targeted streaming ads for bed liners, for
Oh, wow.
accessories. And so, I imagine dealers and even people who, companies ancillary to dealerships can kind of target those audiences for sure a little bit better through streaming.
I'll just add, especially through Amazon Prime, right? If you think about Amazon Garage has more information on vehicle ownership than everybody on planet Earth, save for the DMV. So they know when you bought your truck, Joe. No. But you know what? I'm glad. So I'm in advertising, so color me biased, but I would prefer to receive advertising that's relevant than that which is irrelevant. So I'm glad that that was your experience whenever you bought your truck last year.
Oh, for sure. And relevance in terms of relevance, targeted advertising. I just bought my brother-in-law some birthday presents. All of them were from targeted advertising. So it does work, whether you're buying a car or a Christmas gift or a birthday gift, target advertising does seem to work. To shift gears a little bit to look at it from the Pure Cars standpoint, amid all of this like advertising opportunities here around the Super Bowl, how is Pure Cars kind of on the ground, boots on the ground level going on helping dealers with all of this?
Sure. Yeah. So, and we touched on a lot of it earlier, Joe, but just to put a point on it, again, for those dealers where we know that there's going to be an influx of search interest and an influx in retargeting audience, prospecting audiences across other mediums for brands that are going to see a bump from their Super Bowl ad, we're addressing that with our clients, right? So, we're a premier partner with both General Motors and Stellantis. We're also within the Kia OEM program. So we have a lot of customers that fall into those brands. That's kind of our playbook right now is, have you seen the ad? If so, let me drop you the link. Let's just spend, 30 or so seconds watching it together. And then let's talk about how we want to address this for your market, right? If you've got inventory that's coming, then we're going to press really, really heavy into it. If we're a couple months away, okay, well then let's make sure that it's incorporated into your messaging so that again you can kind of just reap the benefits of the heavy investiture that the brand made on the Super Bowl ad. To be more specific, again, we talked about connected TV. That's absolutely that and Spotify streaming audio, those are the hottest kind of media channels that we're seeing inroads with right now. Connected TV makes the most sense again to parlay off of the Super Bowl spots. But Spotify streaming audio is right behind it. It's very similar to connected TV in that think of it as the digital cousin to radio, right? Same thing with connected TV being the digital cousin to traditional television. And the same exact benefits apply. It's better targeting. It's far more cost efficient. And then you can report on it. I'll wrap this up on Spotify. I get really jazzed about it because PureCars actually is the exclusive partner to tier three dealers to be able to buy inventory directly from Spotify, which essentially means that we get better inventory, better spot location, as well as cheaper inventory. And on the most recent test that we ran with a few dealers out in Texas, actually the average cost per listen, Joe, was 2 cents. And we were only targeting folks who were in market. It's something that you need to play around with and see and test it and weave it into your media mix. And again, just take advantage of the superior targeting for cheaper cost, again, with streaming audio as opposed to streaming TV.
So, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Obviously, none of them are recorded, here in Raleigh, North Carolina. They may be recorded, in Los Angeles or New York or wherever. When I get those, ex dealer of Raleigh commercials, those likely came from Pure Cars through Spotify.
100%.
But yeah,
100%. You can
okay.
think of me when you hear them.
I will. Well, very cool. Well, I'll ask you one more question before I let you go here, Lauren. I know you're a Texas native, so I assume you're cheering for the Texas Tech alum rather than the Oklahoma and Alabama alum here.
Guilty. Guilty. Yep. I am rolling with Patty Mahomes this weekend. I was thinking about this morning in advance of the pod. I think I've been right with my prediction every year. So
Well,
but I'm gonna have to put my money with my where my mouth is this year. But yeah, go Chiefs.
very good. Very good. Well, Lauren, it's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Likewise. Thanks, Joe.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Autoremarketing Marketing Podcast. My thanks to the team at Pure Cars and for our team here at Autoremarketing. Marketing. Thanks for listening.